The Airport Gardens Baptist Church and welcomes you to its Sunday morning services. This is Sunday, May the 3rd, 1987. The prayer of our heart is that this service will be a real uplift in your life as you worship with us by means of this recorded service here in our church. We love you and desire God's best to be yours. God bless you. Right now, we're glad to have our choir to sing for us, and Brother Tom will come and introduce the choir number for us.
Our special this morning is "The Master Hath Come."
I was thinking about that song even this morning as I looked at our bulletin. I thought of a verse in John chapter 11 where Martha ran out and met Jesus, their brother, Martha, Mary's brother had died. And I believe it's about verse 28 of John chapter 11. Martha says to Mary, "The Master is come and calleth for thee." The prayer of my heart is today, if Jesus calls you to salvation, that today will be the day in your life when you will say yes. The Master has come. He's already been here. And He's calling for you. The Bible says it pleases God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Brother Ed White, one of our deacons, is going to come to read our scripture for us, taken from the last chapter of John. John chapter 21, verses 15 through 18. I do want to mention these prayer requests before he reads our scripture and leads us in prayer. We do want to be praying for Emery's whole family today in the death of his grandma and his other loved ones, grandma and great-grandma. Know God's able to bless them today. Also, we want to be praying for Melanie as she's got a real bad throat today. Virgil Roberts, his wife, comes here to church. Virgil had eye surgery this past week. Let's be praying for him. And also, Lucille Manus needs our prayer. She had a stroke the other day, and I believe she's improving some. Let's be praying for our students who are in college as they have final tests and so forth in the next few weeks, as well as those in high school. Also, our boys who are in the service, scattered throughout America as well as overseas. You know, God's certainly able to bless each of them. Let's be praying for each other. Ms. Lane always reminds us to pray for each other. And so I hope I never come to the point where I don't need prayer. Pray for me during this service. And God's will be done, every word that we say. Brother Ed, will you come and read our scripture and lead us in prayer, brother?
The scripture is taken from John 21, starting with verse 15 through 18. So when they had dined, Jesus said unto Simon Peter, "Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me more than these?" He said unto him, "Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee." He says unto him, "Feed my lambs." And said unto him again the second time, "Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me?" And he said unto him, "Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee." He says unto him, "Feed my sheep." Said unto him the third time, "Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me?" Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, "Lovest thou me?" And he said unto him, "Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest I love thee." Jesus said unto him, "Feed my sheep. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself and walkest whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hand, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whither thou wouldest not." Shall we pray? Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word this morning that shows us the way to express our love for you. We know, Father, that you want us to be concerned about the needs around about us and about the lost in our community and throughout this world. We thank you, Father, for the opportunity to gather here today to worship you, to sing these songs of praise, and to ask you for your help in healing those who are sick and afflicted. Help us, Father, to be a witness to those around about us that are lost, that they could see Jesus before it's too late. We have many on our hearts and listed in our bulletin that are sick, and Father, we pray that you would be with them in these trying hours, be with the loved ones of those, Father, that are in their bed sick and maybe looking to die. We pray, Father, that they would just look up to you for guidance in these times. And Father, for those who've lost their loved ones, we pray for them that you'd comfort their hearts. Go with us through our services this morning, Father, and speak to our hearts and cause us to make the decisions that you would have us to make. These things, Father, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay, for our last hymn, let's get us a hymn book and turn to page 118, and let's sing the first and last verses of There Is a Name I Love to Hear.
Jerry, would you lead us in prayer?
Our Heavenly Father, we speak for us here today. Father, be with our passion and bring forth to us. And Father, may we speak for us sick today. May your hand be on there. Father, bless each one as I give this good Father's body so the will may be done.
Amen. Thank you, Jerry. Certainly glad to have Tom and Fred to come and sing for us at this time before the message. I should be praying for them as they sing.
Thank you.
get to
heaven, I will be a millionaire.
Thought y'all were going to sing too, Fred.
I'll overrule you.
Well, we do appreciate this song. Every one of us are going somewhere. All of us are going somewhere. We're creatures of eternity. I believe in the creation story in Genesis where it says that God breathed into man's nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And we're never going to get out of existence. We're going to be living somewhere. Today we want to look in chapter 21 of John. We do want to be much in prayer today for this service. Also another prayer request I'd like to mention, my mom is still in the hospital. Tomorrow will be 4 weeks she's been in the hospital. And the doctor told us last Tuesday that she had 3 to 4 days to live, and that would have been yesterday. But she's still here. God knows when she's going home. And one thing about it, she's certainly ready. She's been ready a long time. She followed my dad. As most of y'all know, my dad was an old regular Baptist preacher, and my mom followed him about 40-some years. In the last 2 or 3 weeks, I've not been able to have a Bible class with her. Certainly had some enjoyable times with the Sunday school lesson each week with her, and certainly you'll be in much in prayer for us. Our message today is in the form of a question. The title of it is, "Lovest Thou Me?" Question mark. Lovest Thou Me? We're going to be speaking today on loving the Lord, loving His Word, and loving His church, and loving His people. Lovest thou me? Last Sunday night we preached on Peter's fishing expedition on the Sea of Galilee. They caught nothing. And verse 15 that Brother White read for us says, "So when they had dined, Jesus had bread and fish prepared for them." He had breakfast ready. And He said, "Come and dine." They had caught 153 fish. Because Jesus said, "Cast the net on the right side and you'll find." When they had dined, Simon Peter and Jesus have a conversation. And He says 3 times, "Do you love me?" And 3 times Simon Peter said, "Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee." First thing we'd like to say this morning is, if we love someone, we are going to show it. I'm not from Missouri, the show me state. But I tell you, friends, if we love God, we're going to show it. We can't help but show it. If we love each other, we can't help but show it. Our homes need love as never before. Many times marriages fall apart when the first little thing happens. But my friend, I'm here to tell you that God can be the cement that'll hold a home together. I believe that. If you leave God out, it can't stand. A home cannot stand without God. A real home. I'm not talking about a house. Walls and a roof make a house. But love makes a home. Without that, it's only a house. We need to show our love. If our love for the Lord does not show, then we don't love Him. If our love for others does not show, then we don't love others. I believe our love should show. John said in 1 John 3:18, "My brethren, oh little children, my little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth." We need to love each other and love Jesus. I believe this, if our love vertically from us to God is not what it should be, our love horizontally cannot be what it should be. Jesus gave us two commandments. He said, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind." This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto this, "Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." Love for God, love for each other. Today begins Christian Home Week. And on the front of the bulletin it says these words, "Discover God's purpose for your family." Discover God's purpose for your family. The devil is at our families. If he can get our families, he's got us right where he wants us. We need to love each other. Christian Home Week. Next Sunday is Mother's Day. If we don't have love in our homes are just houses without a roof. Our homes can be a little taste of heaven on earth, or it can be a taste of hell on earth, whichever one we lack. A celebrated Japanese statesman once said this, "If your Christians loved your God as we love our emperor, they would have long since taken the world for him." My friend, we need to love God. The Lord Jesus Christ said in Matthew 6:33, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." If we'll put God first, he'll meet all our needs. I believe that. "Lovest thou me?" John says in 1 John 4, verses 10 and 19, "Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us, and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins." We love him because he first loved us. Romans 5:8 says, "But God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." First, my friends, our love, real love, is going to show. We can't help it, but let love for God and love for others show. Let's let our love show. The old saying says, action speaks louder than words. Jesus told Peter here in John 21, he said, "Feed my sheep, feed my lambs, feed my sheep." Our love needs to show. We have a song in our song books here that would have been another good song to sing this morning. One of the stanzas says in it, I love thee, and that thou dost know, but how much I love thee, my actions will show." How much do we love the Lord? The psalmist said, "I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplication." In Hebrews chapter 6, the Bible says, "For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love which ye have showed toward his name, and that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. Paul said in 1 Thessalonians 1:3, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father. I remember a few years ago I preached on that verse at Brother Irvin Polly's funeral. A fellow who helped us on our new addition we built out here. Remember without ceasing your work of faith, your labor of love, and your patience of hope. How long has it been since our love showed? Our love. Our love in the home. As I said, this is Christian Home Week. With next Sunday being Mother's Day, I was looking for a good illustration, and I found one in the Daily Bread a few months ago, edition. It says, it takes godliness and love to make a home, no matter how simple or luxurious may be the house. The happy family portrayed in Psalm 128 is headed by a man who fears the Lord. The wife is like a fruitful vine, and the children like olive plants are all around the table. This is a picture of contentment, joy, and fulfillment and fruitfulness. The result of a loving, godly home. A remodeled kitchen, a new patio, or a new house may give enjoyment, but it takes a combination of godliness and love to make a house a home. And if you're acquainted with the Daily Bread, it has a thought for the day, and the thought for this particular day was, a house is built by hands, but a home is built by hearts. Has your love showed recently? We don't even need to be ashamed to tell each other in our homes that we love each other. I love you. Many of you gathered here in this room today, I have been your pastor for going on 18 years. Others of you have come into the church during these years. I love you. Our love should show. I believe, second, our love needs to be genuine. Not just from the teeth out. Peter said in 1 Peter 1:22, seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love, and that word unfeigned means genuine, sincere, without hypocrisy. Genuine love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. Jesus asked Peter 3 times, do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? Peter said 3 times. And by that 3rd time, Peter was getting a little upset. He said, Lord, thou knowest all things. Just a few weeks before this, Peter had sat down by a fire and said 3 times, I don't know who you're talking about. I don't know this man that you're talking about. And one of the gospel writers says Peter even cursed and swore, I don't know Jesus. But my friend Peter went out and wept bitterly. He cried. My friend, there is forgiveness with someone like that. Forgiveness. The book of Mark even says this after Jesus' resurrection. Go tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee. Simon Peter had a special invitation to meet Jesus after the resurrection. How much do we love Jesus? Lovest thou me? I believe our love for God is shown by how much we love others. Genuine love is the first fruit of the Spirit. In Galatians 5:22, Paul says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love." The first fruit. And my friend, I'm here to tell you this morning, with God's help, without love, there can be no joy. And all the other harvest of the fruit. Harvest of the Spirit. There can be no joy without love. There can be no peace without love. There can be no long-suffering without love, or gentleness, or goodness, or faith, or meekness, or temperance, or self-control. Love is the roof on a house that makes it into a home. I believe love is the greatest of the gifts that God gave the church. Most of y'all are acquainted with 1 Corinthians 12:13-14 that gives us the gifts that God gave the church. The last verse of chapter 12 says, "And yet show I unto you," it says, "covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way." You know what? Paul goes right in to chapter 13, the love chapter. We can give our body to be burned. If we don't have love, it's nothing. My friends, today, without love in our hearts for everybody, without love in our hearts, there can't be any joy. The Daily Bread said it like this one time: some people bury the hatchet and leave the handle sticking out. My friends, when you and I bury the hatchet, we need to forget where we buried it. That's not love. We need to bury the hatchet and forget where we buried it. But covet earnestly the best gifts. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, or love. These three, but the greatest of these is charity or love. I believe this with all my heart. It's going to take love to win our world. No one has ever been brought to Jesus by hate. No one. Moffat's translation of 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 to 8 says, "Love is very patient. It's very kind. Love shows no jealousy. Love makes no parade, gives itself no airs, is never rude, never selfish, never irritated, never resentful. Love is never glad when others go wrong. Love is gladdened by goodness, always slow to expose, always eager to believe the best, always hopeful, always patient." I received an Easter card from one of our members, and it had this poem on it, which I'd like to read. "God gave us all the stars and sun that shine alike on everyone. He gave us plains and oceans wide, the mountains and the countryside. God gave the gentle sound of rain, the whispering breeze, the wind's refrain. He put the murmur in the trees and gave the birds their melodies. God gave us everything there is in all this wondrous world of His. But more than anything on earth, He gave one gift of priceless worth. For God so loved us, everyone, He gave the world His only Son to die and live again that we might live through all eternity. God gave us His Son. God showed His love. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." God showed His love. And our love needs to show. Our love needs to be genuine. I say this, a home built on love is going to stand the test of time. It'll stand the test of time. You know what John said? If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother or sister, he is a liar. I didn't say that. God's Word says it. We can't love others. I mean, we can't hate others and love God at the same time. For he that loveth not his brother or sister whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother or sister also. I'm here today, my friends, to encourage each one of us to get love back in our home. Real, genuine love. That loves even when storms are beating around the house. Love even when we go through valleys. One of the verses that the children's Bible drill had is in Ephesians 4:32. It says, and be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Is there love in your home? Do you know beyond the shadow of a doubt that there is real, genuine love in your home? You may wish today to dedicate your home to the Lord. If you feel led to do that, your invitation in a little bit. And you'd like to come up here and kneel, husband and wife and children, or husband and wife. If you'd like to do that, we'd certainly be glad to see you do that. I tell you, friends, the devil is after our homes. Another thought from the daily bread that the Lord just gave me. It says this, homes that are not on the rock, capital R-O-C-K, may soon be on the rocks, small R-O-C-K-S. I found this illustration this week that talks about a home. A roof to keep out rain, four walls to keep out the wind, floors to keep out the cold. Yes, but home is more than that. It is the life of a baby, the song of mother, the strength of father, warmth of loving hearts, light from happy eyes, kindness, loyalty, comradeship. Home is the first school and first church for young ones, where they learn what is right, what is good, and what is kind. Where they go for comfort and when they are hurt and sick. Where joy is shared and sorrow eased. Where fathers and mothers are respected and loved. Where children are wanted. Where the simplest food is good enough for kings because it is earned. Where money is not so important as loving kindness, where even the tea kettle sings for happiness, that is home. God bless it. Without love, our houses, our homes rather, our houses, without love, we all need each other. We need much prayer. And I want to say this from the depths of my soul, as Jesus said to Peter, lovest thou me? Do you love Jesus? I believe if you love Jesus today, you're going to show it this week. by loving others. Don't hate anyone. Life is too short to have our heart full of hate for anyone. Our heart needs to be full of love. I'd like to close with this verse here. John 13:35 says, "By this shall all men know that you're my disciples, if you have love one to another." Love. But the fruit of the Spirit is love. Do you have a roof on your house? You don't have love in it. Spiritually speaking, you don't have any home without love. I know no better time than today to put your faith and trust in the Lord. If you've never trusted Him, as Brother Tom comes to lead us in an imitation hymn, 342. This song says, "Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter, I'm the clay." 342 as we stand to sing our invitation hymn this morning. To bow our heads in prayer while Myrna plays a stanza of this song. If you feel led to step out and trust Jesus today, God is speaking to your heart. There's no better time than right now to do it. If you as a family would like to dedicate your home to God, feel led to come and kneel up here, you do it. Whatever God says, do it. God never leads in the wrong direction.